Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, Evan Flood from the our Wisconsin insider from 247sports.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, talking some Badger basketball, some Badger football. Evan, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. So let's start out with this basketball team. So they've kind of, you know, gone through some peaks and valleys. They get to the top of the hill. They start to look down. Then they kind of run into some shooting woes. We've seen problems throughout the season in which they've gotten off to slow starts. So where is this team right now, in your opinion?
Well, I think we're still trying to determine, you know, if this team's good enough for a double bye. And I think these next two games, you know, we'll obviously decide that. But I think, you know, we'll be able to at least figure out, you know, how serious of a contender Wisconsin is to potentially make a run in March, and specifically the Big Ten tournament. You know, like you mentioned, just the offensive woes this team is going through right now. You know, they're hitting a little bit of a rough patch, haven't shot above 41% in their last four games. You know, this was at one time the team that led the Big Ten in three-point field goal percentage. They haven't been above 31% over that span either. I don't know if teams have, you know, kind of figured out Wisconsin during the latter part of the Big Ten schedule here. Certainly have found ways to slow down Ethan Happ and, you know, have tried to force other players to beat them. And, you know, in some cases, Wisconsin's been able to find some help off the bench or from guys like Demetric Trice or Brad Davison. But, you know, right now I'm interested to see tonight, specifically, can this offense that's been struggling over the last four games keep pace with a team like Iowa who can put up points in a hurry?
Well, that was going to be my next question. With the fact that they have had their shooting struggles, when you get into a team like Iowa that gets up and down the floor so quick, they like transition basketball, that's not Wisconsin's game. I mean, Wisconsin likes to defend you, slow you down, and then get back down into the half court and really work the ball around for what they consider to be their best look. Can they compete with a team like Iowa or any team when you get to the tournament that likes to push it up and down the floor?
Yeah, pace is going to be extremely important. And I mean, we all know Wisconsin's at their best, certainly probably most effective at taking the other team out of their game when they play in the 60s. Now, Iowa's a team, you know, obviously been struggling as of late. I think lost three out of their last four, had some ugly losses along the way. But, you know, they've been still getting 70-plus points, I think, in every game out of their last 10. I think they've at least hit 70 in every game except one. And in Wisconsin, you know, aside from that overtime loss to, it's double overtime loss to Indiana, you know, they haven't hit 70 since late January against Illinois. So, you know, for the Badgers to be able to win this game, I think you got to take Iowa out of their pace and certainly go back to winning ugly. You know, something that they've done fairly well in these last four games, with the exception of the Indiana loss. But, you know, I think too many times in you know, the recent losses, they've let teams get up and down on them. They let teams score early in possession, specifically that Indiana game where, you know, if you're Wisconsin, you don't mind playing long possessions and forcing teams to play offense for 25, 30 seconds. That's something they didn't do against the Hoosiers very well, something they didn't do against Michigan and Michigan State in those two losses. You got to get back to making teams like Iowa work for everything they get. You know, if it costs you stuff on the other end offensively, I think so be it. I think defense has to be the identity of this team, and so is winning ugly.
I wanted to ask you, by the way, we're talking with Evan Flood, the Wisconsin insider for 247sports.com, 247sports.com. So Ethan Happ has been a guy that's made the train go. There's also some discussion with the free throw shooting that it's not been good, that down the stretch, what do you do? I mean, in a close ball game, it's very difficult to give him the ball. He's the guy that makes the train go, but he's also the guy that can become the Achilles heel if we're going to talk about fouling guys, sending them to the free throw line to have an edge or get an edge. What do you do?
I think Greg Gard has it right. You know, if it's a one possession game, you take him off the floor and you live with it. At the end of the day, most opponents are probably going to put him on the foul line, especially in March when games start to mean more here. As soon as he touches it, he's probably not going to get a good look offensively anyway. You know, all of his shots are coming within 5 feet of the rim. You'd certainly rather make him take two free throws than give him any kind of look from inside the paint. I think, you know, if you have a two possession lead, you can put him back in and roll the dice and then hope, you know, he at least connects once at the line. But I think right now Greg Gard kind of has it right. one possession games, you take them off the floor, you probably lose some rim protecting ability, some rebounding ability defensively, but I don't know if he's a guy you can afford to put the game in his hands at the line right now, especially with the way I know he kind of bounced back the other night against Penn State, but you know when the free throws have mattered the most, he has not stepped up either, so I think you got to take him off the floor.
Real quick, before we turn our sights to a little bit of football, I wanted to ask you, just give me your thoughts as this team heads towards the tournament. You know, what kind of a seed are they in the NCAA tournament, and how far do you see this team going in reality?
I think they're either a 4 or 5 right now. It would obviously, I think, depend on how Wisconsin finishes the season here, and you know, can they get a win in the Big Ten tournament, assuming they're in that 4 or 5 game. It's obviously another a nice resume-building win that I think could push them to a 4. You know, right now, if the offense doesn't click, if they don't get more help from the backcourt and kind of take that burden off Hat more, I think they're probably one and done. I don't know if I can see Wisconsin beating a team, just throwing out some of the 5 seeds, or 4 or 5 seeds out there, a team like, you know, Iowa State caliber, Marquette caliber, you know, teams like that. I just don't think Wisconsin is getting what they got in the backcourt earlier in the season. You know, when they look like the way things stand now, that's when they peaked in early in non-conference play, when Demetri Trice was hot. You know, when Brad Davison could shoulder more of the scoring loads and do some more creating offensively for them. You know, right now this team's in a little bit of a funk offensively, and you know, if you take Hap out of the game, he certainly had some real rough patches here that the Badgers are just eking by some opponents you'd expect them to handle, especially at the Kohl Center. So, you know, we'll see what happens in these next 2 games, but I'd probably say a 4 or 5 seed and 1 and done at this point.
Real quick, I want to ask a couple of questions about Wisconsin football. We talked earlier this week about some of the guys that are down at the Combine, and even though it wasn't a great season for the Badgers when it comes to their record, what kind of validation, if any, is there for, you know, sending 8 guys down to the NFL Combine?
I think it's always big, especially in recruiting, when you can point to that and say, you know, look at the talent coming out of this program. And you know, obviously, Wisconsin's always going to put linemen in the Combine and had 3 of them. But, you know, you had guys at different positions, you know, scattered throughout. And I think it's always important, like I said, in recruiting to be able to say, you know, we develop guys for the next level. I think Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken, had the third most or tied for third most out of any program in college football this past season. Now, bringing that up, some people are probably still frustrated from last season, saying, look at all the talent. And, you know, this team got to the Pinstripe Bowl. But, you know, in the end, I think the Combine, you know, can only help you in recruiting, regardless of where these guys end up being drafted, just to be able to add to your professional pedigree and, you know, certainly point that to recruits who, you know, may be looking to use college to elevate themselves to the next level. You know, if you can have 8 in a down year, I think that says a lot about your program.
The last question, and this is kind of a two-part one, but obviously Hornibrook leaves, and he's no longer going to be with the Badgers. So now you've got kind of that open quarterback competition. Two things. One, do you know why, a lot of rumors, a lot of innuendos, do you know why Hornibrook ended up calling it a career at Wisconsin? And then the second part is you know, is Mertz the guy coming in, or is this just now an open competition?
I mean, I can't 100% say for certain why or why not Alex Hornibrook won't be back next season. I know there's a lot of rumors out there. I'm sure everyone's heard about them. But, you know, as far as it being a 100% certainty that those rumors are true, I can't, you know, confirm that. But I think if there's ever going to be a year Paul Chris starts a true freshman at quarterback, I think you have to figure it's 2019. I mean, you just look at the way Jack Cohn was used last season when Hornibrook was out. It just never felt like he had complete faith in the sophomore and really never let him go unless it was, you know, that triple overtime affair against Purdue and Wisconsin was trailing by 2 touchdowns where they had no choice but to kind of unleash him. I thought that was kind of, you know, really telling about maybe not necessarily the faith in Jack Cohn, but certainly where he's at in his development and maybe the trust Paul Chryst has and his ability to run the offense at this point. Obviously, you know, Mertz being a true freshman, he's got some hurdles to overcome just adapting to the speed of the game. You know, this is also a spread quarterback. How to play under center. He's going to have to learn how to read defenses a lot quicker and get his head back around and kind of lose that second to survey the field. And I don't think it's, you know, certainty that he just walks right in here and wants to a guy like Cohen, who's got some experience. But yeah, I think based on him, how Cohen was used last year, I would expect an open competition and a guy like Merck to maybe even get the benefit of the doubt in a close race, just because of how highly touted he is, the type of throws he can make. You know, assuming he's as good as we all think he is, I don't know why he wouldn't be right there in the end of this quarterback competition with a chance to win it.
Appreciate it always, Evan. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll chat again soon, man, especially as the Big Ten tournament draws to an end and the NCAA tournament kicks off, okay?
All right, sounds good. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, pal. Evan Flood, Wisconsin Insider for 24-7, 247sports.com. You can read his stuff there. That's 247sports.com. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Your car, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been going to get done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.